Hello?
Hi, Sam. It's Nadine. How are you? I just missed your call.
Hey, Nadine. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing better now. I was off of work for like a month. Almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or actually a little over a month. By a few days, unfortunately, I had a heart attack, so.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Good.
I'm glad you're doing better.
A lot better now, just, you know, with rest and keeping my heart rate down.
Yeah.
Thank goodness no clogged arteries. So it was all stress. Can you believe that? Me?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, well, I take care of my husband. He does dialysis at home. Just a lot of stuff was going on over the holidays, and I guess it caught up with me. But other than that, I'm here. You know?
Good.
God had a different plan. So I was listening to your voicemail. You mentioned that you were getting like calls for the voice search, that you're not coming up on different platforms. So the Google voice search, right? Let me tell you a little bit about it. Are you familiar with it by chance?
I mean, not other than I just know you just hit the little voice search in the search bar. That's all I know about it.
Okay. So voice search is something that a lot of companies are trying to sign up other businesses like yourself for. Basically, Google voice search, what it does is it puts you on a whole bunch of different like directories and platforms that some of them probably you've never even heard of, and these can tend to generate a bunch of spam calls for you, right?
Okay.
So it's not something we do, but that's their approach is like they'll tell you, you're not showing up on these platforms, you know, and it's because they're trying to get you to get that Google Voice search phone number is what it is. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, I'm trying to figure out. So my business shows up correctly as far as I know on if I take a smartphone and I search Noble Landscapes LLC, it'll come right up. So where is the platforms that it does not show up on?
Well, that's the thing. Google Voice Search, that's their approach. They're telling you that to kind of open the door for the discussion, to get you signed up for that. Does that make sense? So
it
that's
does,
their approach
yes.
by them saying like, oh, you're not being found on, you know, these platforms. And then you'll be like, oh, really? And then they'll say, yeah, so let us talk to you about Google Voice Search because that's going to get you upgraded on all these platforms. It's their approach to open up that door for the discussion with you to get you signed up is what it is.
So is the whole thing a scam or is there actually something that I am missing out on?
I wouldn't say you're missing out on it only because the Google Voice Search, because of the fact that it puts you on all these different directories, it can generate a bunch of spam calls for you, which could be very annoying.
Are you talking about like Yelp and all those business directories and everything?
Those, like, not necessarily Yelp. I'm talking like there's some that you probably never even heard of, Merchant Circle, all these other directories that people don't really go to.
They don't even really use them, right?
Exactly. So that's why, you know, because back in the day, I'll tell you, Sam, this was years ago, we used to put you on 60-plus directories. What we started finding later on is that, well, these directories were generating spam calls for our clients, and we don't want that. We want actual calls of people who are needing your service, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we stopped doing that years ago, putting you on all those directories. So we're very limited on the directories that you are appearing on because we want to be the directories listed that are going to generate actual phone calls of potential clients. So to answer your question, Google Voice Search, some people do it. It's not something I really, you know, would encourage someone to do only because to avoid the spam calls. You're going to get spam calls here and there regardless, right? Because that's just
our
day and age. But, you know, Google Voice Search, I mean, to me, I don't think it's necessary. In my opinion, it's not something I would do for my own business.
Yeah, I mean, from my limited understanding and maybe not so limited understanding of how the whole, you know, internet advertising works, I can't see a need for it. Honestly, you're telling me that, you know, there's 18 people that search for you specifically in the last month, and I'm like, I'm not sure about that.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. The Google Voice Search basically, right, is to help you navigate to a location. I mean, that's all something, Siri, find me a restaurant near me. Siri, get me directions. Your phones already do that, so it's not like you need that Google Voice Search.
Exactly.
I don't really encourage it, to be quite honest.
Gotcha.
Know? Okay.
So I keep getting, I'm saying like 5 to 10 phone calls every single day for the last week or two. Is every one of those a scam, or is it actually tied into just Google Voice Search automated system where it gives me a call?
It could be an automated system that they have. Is it like different phone numbers calling you?
It's a different one every single time.
You're like, oh,
and it's
God.
Not a real person. It just says if you want to talk to someone, press 1 now.
You can block it.
They called me.
Do you know how to block it on your phone?
No, I don't.
Okay. What, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I actually don't have a smartphone.
Okay. So it'll be difficult for you to do it like that, but I know specifically, like on my phone, I have an iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
On my phone, I have a way of blocking the phone number. Sam, who's your carrier for your phone? Do you mind if I ask?
No. Verizon.
Verizon.
Well,
okay.
I think it's Selectel, actually.
Okay. I would say check with your phone company because there might be a way that they can block numbers that you don't recognize. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There should be a way. Because you don't have the smartphone. I know, like, on my smartphone, I could, if a number comes through, I can block it as junk or spam, and that call will never come through again.
Listen, even if they use a different number?
Well, here's the thing, though. They'll use a different number, and I just have to block it. It happens to me, too. You would be surprised. You'd be really surprised. Sometimes I get calls, and I'm like, what is this? You know? And I don't even recognize the number, and you know, and it'll go to voicemail because I don't answer it. If I don't recognize it, I don't answer it unless if it's, you know, my husband or someone, because I know it's
something
urgent.
That's what someone told me. It was like, don't answer the phone. And I'm like, well, I'm a business owner, you know?
No, you have to. Exactly.
I don't want to miss all those phone calls.
Even when I had my catering business, I had to. I had to answer the calls because it could have been a potential client.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I would never say don't answer the call, but I mean, they would still call from other numbers and I can't prevent that. You know what I mean?
I do. Okay.
So I wouldn't do Google Voice Search. That's not something you need as far as for marketing. So I would just kind of stand clear from that. And a lot of times it's going to be different phone numbers calling you because they're trying to get your business is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That explains it. And so other than that, I appreciate you taking the time to explain that, Nadine.
Of course, my pleasure.
Yeah, and a couple more questions. So going forward, could you just, at the point that I enrolled in your Local Splash system or whatever, I had just started up and I was signing up with so much different stuff, and I'm just trying to recall now exactly what you're going forward, how you will be maintaining
profile. Maintaining your account, like anytime, like let's say, for example, later on you decide, I want to add in more keywords, right? Or I want to change up some of my services. I want to change the areas that I'm targeting. You're going to reach out to us. Because what we're doing is we're managing the Google Business Profile so that each and every time that they're searching for your specific services, Sam, that they're finding you coming up on that first page. You're going to get the calls directly to you. You're not being charged per phone call that you receive, per job, per any clicks. We're also managing the Facebook ads, right? So remember, if someone does that search on Google, but they didn't call you. They're looking for your services. Now they happen to be on their Facebook page. We're going to retarget them with your Facebook ad. They are going to see your Facebook ad appear. It's going to show up on their desktop. It'll show up on their mobile device, depending on what they're viewing their Facebook page from.
And am I currently paying for that?
That's included in the package. It's okay. All included. Okay. And then I believe also the website, right? So our job is always to ensure that your website's always coming up as one of the top, you know, along with your top recommended, the top, I would say, like, keywords, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want them to see the content, read more about your company, see the kind of work that you do. So that's why we ensure that that website's also always attached.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. So let's talk about Google Maps. I don't know if you're in any way kind of connected with that or not.
Uh-huh. We are. We're managing
okay.
it for you.
Perfect. So, oh, okay. For the first time, I see that it actually, when I type it in,
uh-huh.
this is the first time that it shows up on the map. Like, it used to just say home, and then I went in and, like, edited it to add my business, and now
mm-hmm.
I see it's actually showing up, so that's good.
So with the Google business profile, we're going to also
mm-hmm.
tell you to help you generate reviews, right? Whenever you complete a job, ask them to leave you a review. Okay? I believe that they sent you the tutorial on that. I can ask them to send it again.
I actually did get a review sometime.
I thought I saw one.
You never saw one?
No, I said I thought I saw one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is one on there somewhere, but let me just clear this.
Oh, yeah. You got a 5-star review on there. I see it right now.
Okay, I'm just looking for it here. There we go. Okay. So should it not have, like when I usually do a search for a business,
mm-hmm.
what will come up is like their small, I don't know, whatever you call it, the small square with kind of their general information, phone number and such.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that not showing up when I search for this business?
That's called a Google business profile. Yours has a picture, yours has photos, it has a 5-star review, the website link, hours of operation.
Here it says view profile. Okay, got
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep.
Does that have, so on the Google search page, does that have all the photos and everything attached that it does on Maps?
Yes. So whatever photos like you send us, we'll upload them there too. So, like,
okay.
I see currently on there, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And those are good pictures, by the way.
Thank you.
What a pretty
yeah,
patio.
I just saw that my home, the front of our home pops up on the Google search profile. And
that
that's okay. I don't mind that. Maybe that's by default instead of, like, a, you know, a company photo or whatever.
I would say, if you want them to change it, let us know and just send us a photo and I can tell them to change the default photo, like the home photo,
mm-hmm.
the primary one, to be a different picture.
Can we just do one that's on the Google Maps?
Yeah, just any of them.
Let me see here what we got. Okay. Why can I not find the pictures?
If you go, if you click on the primary photo, if you click on it, it'll open up to the other photos that are showing on your Google business profile.
Okay. View all photos. All that's showing up is just a street view.
Okay. I mean, for now, you can just put in, just pick the nicest picture, whatever
okay.
you think, and just put it in there. That's okay.
Okay, so I'm going to put, wants us to change the primary photo on the Google Business Profile to another photo from the photos okay I'll make sure that change is made
okay very good
all
unless
right.
you have any other questions I think that takes care of it for today
all right well I hope you have a very blessed day and a great week
all right thank you and you as well
oh thank you bye Sam
yep. bye-bye,
bye-bye.